until rubber meets the road and we see not one, to be honest with you, but multiple games with this particular 2025 version of the Houston Texans, the biggest talking point is going to be the offensive line. The biggest talking point is going to be the offensive line. And Nick Caserio was on Payne and Pendergast talking about two of the most important figures when it comes to the Texans fixing their offensive line problems. Let's start with Nick Caserio telling us, Tyler, what the Texans are up against this week. They are up against one of what Nick Caserio says is one of the best defensive fronts in football. Here's Nick Caserio talking about the Rams' defensive line.
Yeah, we're probably as ready as we'll be on the offensive line. So, you know, we understand the challenge in front of us against the Rams. I mean, this is arguably like top to bottom, like 1 through 5 when you include Puna Ford in there, which not everybody's really talking about Puna. I mean, they have probably, this is collectively, you know, one of the better defensive lines we'll probably see over the course of the year, just from a 1 through 5 basis. Like, we're going to face good defensive linemen every week, and some teams maybe only have 1 or 2. But, you know, when you look at the Rams, I mean, they literally have 5 guys who are as good as anybody in the league at their respective positions. So we're certainly going to have to account for their defensive line on almost every snap. I mean, Verse kind of moves around the front a little bit. I mean, this is a really good front. Again, it's probably as good of a front, just top to bottom, that we're going to face 1 through 5. So, you know, we're going to need everybody to just focus on their execution, their fundamentals, and their assignment, understand what the intent is on each play, and just make sure the communication is clean. It's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be on the road. So we just got to make sure we have all 5 doing the same thing. And the tight ends will be a part of it. And the running backs will be a part of it. Quarterback will certainly have responsibility in it as well. So it's going to take a collective effort to handle their defense without question.
High praise. D'Amico had high praise for Jared Verse, calling him one of the best in the league. Nick Caserio talking about this front with the 5-man rotation that they can roll through there being as good as there is in the league. I don't know that I can get there in terms of one of the best in the league, but I do believe that this is a very solid test for the Houston Texans. I don't think there's anybody on here. Jared Verse is a great player. I mean, they've got some great players. You mentioned Puna Ford. There are some great players on this team, but I don't think there's guys on there, Ron, that should just absolutely wreck the pocket for C.J. Stroud or wreck the run game blocking schemes for Nick Chubb. Like, this is a good challenge, great challenge, but it's one that we as Texans fans should expect to have a little bit of success.
You don't think Verse is that type of player?
No, I think he potentially can be, but I'm not ready to anoint his ass as that. No, I don't watch Jared. I watched Jared Verse, and I loved him in college. He was one of my favorite players coming out of Florida State, and they ended up getting both of the defensive linemen from Florida State, and I like him, and he may end up being one of the best in the league. I just don't know that I'm ready to call him an absolute game wrecker and mention him with some of the best that the NFL has to offer, in my opinion. Now, we'll see. Maybe Sunday he proves me wrong. The point being is I agree with Nick Caserio right there. 1 through 5, this is a good rotation. This defensive line can pose some problems for the Texans, who their number one priority is to fix the damn offensive line. And I think before we see rubber meet in the road, I think the number one person that can help the offensive line and fix the problems from last year is C.J. Stroud. You just heard from him at 3:40, and he gave you some reasons why he can help this offensive line. There's been multiple times that he's been asked this offseason about the offensive line. He said, hey, we got to help these guys. I've got to help these guys. Nick Caley's got to help these guys. Right? I think C.J. Stroud, the quarterback, is the number one guy that can help this team. But there are 2 other guys that Nick Caserio spoke about today. One of them being the new offensive line coach, Cole Popovich. Here's Nick Caserio on the O-line coach and the guy that ultimately I think is tasked with making the biggest improvement across the board for the Texans this year.
Yeah, Cole's worked really hard during this opportunity, and he didn't have it easy. When you look at kind of where he started and to where he is now, it's a credit to him and his approach. And I think what you're hoping for as a player is just whomever the coach is just for somebody that's consistent, that's honest, and that's authentic. And I think Cole embodies a lot of those principles, and he has his own style, which is important, but he's very smart. He works very, very hard. He played the position, so he has a little bit of a background in terms of, you know, what the expectation, understanding is of scheme, etc. And he and Zach Yenzer have worked really well together. And your job as a coach is just to get the players prepared so when they go out there, they can perform at an optimum level. You know, Cole's worked really hard. There's a reason that we brought him into the program when we did. You know, Cole's earned this opportunity, and we're glad he's here.
Cole Popovich, the new offensive line coach, Ron. I think this.
Jesus.
I mean, obviously, he is the task has been laid at his feet, and he's got to fix this offensive line. Yeah, Nick Caley's got to schematically do some things and hold some guys, you know, set a certain standard. But Cole Popovich is the one that's in the room with him. And here's what I like about Cole Popovich, Ron. He was in the room last year with all of the dysfunction, right? And when they hired Cole Popovich, like, what the hell? This guy was in the room. Why couldn't he fix it? Now, and I that's still there. Now, we'll see if he can outplay that, so to speak. But the fact that he was in the room last year with all this dysfunction, Ron, it should have been and hopefully was a key piece in confidently making the necessary moves, move on from Laremy Tunsil, make some of the moves that they made with players that were in there last year. Be able to confidently say, hey, here's some of the things that were going on in that room, and give D'Amico Ryans a firsthand account of what was going on in that room, right? And so, therefore, Cole Popovich should know how to fix it. You ain't coming in blind and going, well, who are these guys? What do we do? Cole Popovich should know. The experience in this system that Nick Caley is trying to install and the Texans are hoping to run this year, you know, not only in the system, but he was under one of the best offensive line coaches the league has ever seen. And I think that has to mean something for Cole Popovich. I like that about his resume, Ron. And his overall approach to coaching offensive line, I think, is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Texans. I don't know internally, like from the players. Like, I don't know those guys. But I know from a fan's perspective and from a media perspective that watches a lot of film, this team needed to be held to a physicality standard. Like, set the standard of, hey, we are going to play the game in a physical nature, and I think this team needed it, and I like that about Cole Popovich leading into the season.
Yeah, he everything has been A-okay. Thumbs up, great belief in everything. But if I know Texans fans, the way that they should be approaching it and the way that I think I know them after this being the sixth year I'm covering this team, it is under there. It is under there, and the concerns of what this thing is going to look like is still there, and they need to get going off on a good start. So up to this point, everything has been positive, but the real bullets are about to get fired, and they need to see it.
Fixing the offenses, the Texans' offensive line problem. C.J. Stroud's number one. A close second is new offensive line coach Cole Popovich. He was in there and saw what was going on. Damn it, he ought to be able to fix it if he's worth the damn in terms of being a coach. We shall see there. I think another key player here with the Texans in a sense of fixing their offensive line play is the center, Jake Andrews. And look, Jake Andrews is a guy that was released by the New England Patriots, a rebuilding franchise with a young quarterback, and immediately scooped up by the Texans. I mean, clearly Nick Caserio, clearly Cole Popovich have experience with Jake Andrews, knew him well, and thought it'd be good to bring him in here. I did not think that he was going to get the Kamari Lassiter treatment, though, Ron. You pick a guy up off the streets that couldn't cut it in New England, you bring him in here, you give him the starting job, and he never let it go. Here is Nick Caserio on what about center Jake Andrews earned him the starting job.
Yeah, sure. No, he was a player that we evaluated when he was coming out of Troy in 22 or 23, whatever year that was. He had a certain, I'd say, playing style, physicality, toughness about him that what we liked, and we graded him kind of accordingly. And then he was drafted there in the fourth round by New England. And the fact that Cole had coached him, we had some more better understanding of what the player was about. We felt that was a player that when we claimed him, he would at least be competitive with the rest of the group, understanding we were kind of still piecing that together. But from jump, I mean, his attitude, his mindset, the way he works, I mean, he's upstairs as much as any player, watching film, spending time with Cole, and we had legit competition at center. JP's played a number of snaps. He started and played quality football for us. You know, Juice really has the most position flexibility between those guys, center to guard, but Juice has started at center. So we let the competition kind of sort itself out. The reality is we're probably going to need everybody in that room at some point. But Jake has earned this opportunity with his work ethic, with his mindset, and you know we're glad that he's here.
High praise for center Jake Andrews from Nick Caserio, the general manager for the Texans. I tell you what I love about Jake Andrews and his ability to help this team be better in the O-line play overall. But if we're being honest, it's about pass protection. The fact that he knows this system, he knows the terminology, he knows offensive line coach Cole Popovich like the back of his hand. I believe he's got experience with Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, as well. I think Jake Andrews won this center competition for two reasons. One, he can communicate. He knew the system. He can communicate. Clearly, he's a good communicator. Number two, we talked about the physicality that I think Cole Popovich wants out of this offensive line. He brings a level of physicality, at least in the run game blocking perspective. He brings a level of physicality that I think is what they want out of their offensive line. So Cole Popovich, the O-line coach, Jake Andrews, the new center, Ron. I think those are the two key pieces beyond C.J. Stroud. That are gonna play a role, whether good or bad, good, bad, or indifferent, in fixing the Texans' offensive line problems.
To start, it was a Patterson, Andrews, Scruggs type of situation at center.
Yep.
Then it dropped to a Patterson and Andrews. From what you watched in training camp, and to the Texters and listeners as well, what you watched in training camp, what you watched in preseason games. Did you feel like Andrews clearly separated himself in that competition?
Well, I wouldn't say I see that clearly, but I think overall, as the offensive line play goes, he spent most of his time with the ones from start to finish. And I, as I said many a times watching training camp, yes, the practices were ugly and messy for the offense, and a lot of it was pass protection for C.J. Stroud not being able to get a ball off. But as I saw it, it was more about tackles getting their ass whooped. It wasn't about the center, the middle offensive linemen not being able to stand their ground. It wasn't about guys getting out of position because they didn't know who the hell they had to block. It was about guys getting beat one-on-one. And so I got to believe that that has a lot to do with, number one, the communication, and it starts with the center. I think it starts with the center. C.J. Stroud, he can overrule anything, override anything, but the center communicating, I think, is a big reason why that interior O-line play was better. And then I think the second part of it, Ron, is look, we never looked at this team, at this unit. This is probably not fair, but it's real. We never looked at this team with Jarrett Patterson at center and said, hey, man, look at that movement inside. Jarrett Patterson did a fine job, but we never looked at the offensive line. I'm talking about beforehand, before last year when he was getting run. We never looked at them and said, man, did you see that center guard, a double team, just completely move that D-tackle from the damn hole? We never saw that. So I've got to attribute the fact that we're seeing it now in the preseason. We saw it some in joint practices. I got to attribute that to somebody, and to me that's Jake Andrews. And I'm leaning solely on the fact that what we've heard people in the building talk about is, boy, Jake Andrews is really in that run blocking, in that physicality, in firing off the ball and hitting somebody. He puts an emphasis on running the football. And so I got to believe that there's some truth to that. So I don't think, to me, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, Jake Andrews is head over heels the better center. But I think the overall product improved significantly with him in there. And so I got to believe that he had something to do with that.
The one thing that was real noticeable is he seemed to have like take control, like he completely knew what was going on from that position. He seemed to, with the system and everything, he seemed to have a clear control and understanding.